We're checking in with Christine from Freedom Home Care. Now, Freedom Home Care's goal has always been to make sure people can stay happy and healthy in their homes for as long as possible. So I almost feel, Christine, like this whole pandemic and the stay-at-home thing is kind of right up your alley.
You know, it's true. We've always been trying to help people stay home and stay safe where they want to be. And now we're all asked to stay home and stay safe. And so at this time, you know, when some businesses have had to slow down their services, you know, businesses like ours, where we're providing care for folks, you know, we just still keep plugging away and moving forward because people still need help. People still come home from rehab weak and needing extra support, or people still have trouble you know, keeping up with some of those daily tasks in the home. And now we're finding there's even some more complications where, you know, getting groceries and some of those things is more complicated for aging adults. And frankly, a little bit more scary. And keeping in touch with family is harder. So having somebody to help you, you know, help deal with that isolation, help maybe teach you how to use some of that technology so that you can be keeping in touch with your family. There's just a lot of different ways that we've seen that home care can be helpful during this time.
And the important thing to note is that Freedom Home Care's care providers are still working.
Yes. Yeah, we have been just so impressed by our team of our caregivers, our office staff, our nurses, our social worker. Everybody is really pulling together to really make sure that we're, you know, we're following these recommendations and guidelines by the CDC and the Minnesota Department of Health to keep our clients safe and to keep our caregivers safe. We even have Jen in our office and my mom in Iowa sewing cloth face masks as fast as they can to try to make sure that all the caregivers have, you know, what they need so that for each shift, they're wearing those and they're keeping themselves safe and their clients safe. So I really do feel like everybody's pulling together to just make sure that we are continuing to be able to provide that consistent and quality care to our clients and peace of mind to their families. That we're doing the best to keep their loved ones safe.
And if you're a caregiver right now that's caring for a family member and you're just noticing that you need some extra help, how do we get in touch with Freedom Home Care and ask questions about what's available to us?
Yeah, you know, definitely give us a call. Our number is 507-387-4663. The other option is, too, for those of us who like to research a little bit, check out our website at freedomhomecarellc.com. We really try to keep that up to date with the best information about, you know, how we can be providing those services to you and resources. And there's also a contact form right on the website if you want to get in touch with us that way.
We're going to send folks to Freedom Home Care's website, and hopefully they get in touch with you if they need you. It's nice to know that you are there ready to help. Christine from Freedom Home Care, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.